Hello, my name is Steve Stein, and I'm honored to host this online workshop with the great author John Lee. The topic of this online course is The Anger Solution, and this is section one. In section one, John will discuss the topic, what anger looks and feels like.
What anger looks like and feels like. First of all, anger is a feeling and an emotion. Those two words get used interchangeably by therapists or the general public, so I'm going to use them now. But as time goes on, you'll hear me separate the difference between an emotion and a feeling. But for right now, let's put them together. Anger is a feeling and an emotion. Anger, if it's expressed appropriately, this is what really sets my work apart. If anger is expressed appropriately, it equals energy, intimacy, and serenity. And when I say that at a conference, people look at me like I came from another planet. Because most people, whether they're clinicians or the general public, they think anger is a negative emotion, and many therapists have been taught that it's not even what people are feeling. The common teaching that most clinicians and you, the general public, get is that we want to avoid anger, and here's why. From the time we were children right up to today, most of us carry the notion that anger equals pain. But what I just said is, if it's expressed appropriately, it equals energy, intimacy, and serenity. And so the question that everybody asks is, how do you express anger appropriately? By the time we finish this course, you will know exactly how to do that, and you'll have the answer for that. But first, I have to keep going and saying what anger looks like and feels like. Here's point one. Anger takes moments or minutes at the most to be expressed. If you're having a confrontation or in a conflict with your husband or your child or your boss or your lover, is that if it isn't being expressed in a few moments or a few minutes, then you've slipped over into something else, which I'm going to talk about at the end of this segment, but I'll go ahead and tell you now, it is rage. And we're going to make a huge distinction between anger and rage. Anger is about here and now. What happened today? What happened last night? Not what happened 20 years ago. And not what's been happening for 20 years. Anger's about what you said to me last night or this morning or yesterday. I need to talk about because it made me angry. And then we're done. We're done. Okay? Because it's not going to cause pain. It's not going to cause pain. In a minute, you're going to see why we think anger equals pain. Anger, if it's expressed appropriately, draws people into conversations. See, nobody's scared. No one is scared if it's being expressed appropriately. If you, Steve, said to me this afternoon, John, I need to talk to you about something that we said during the taping of this video. Okay? If it's really about this video and about what I said today, it should take you only a few moments or minutes at the most, and then we'll go have a cup of coffee together. Because I'll go, yeah, that's now I see what you're saying, and I see your point, and okay, you're right. I need to apologize. Now we're done. We good? Yep, we're good. Anger shows appreciation. If I actually call you and say to you, Steve, something that you said during the taping made me upset and a little angry, that is showing me taking the time to call you, that I appreciate you enough and our relationship enough to make that extended effort. So at the end of it, chances are, if we do it appropriately, you're going to say, "Well, yeah, I see what you mean, and I apologize, and I'll try not to do that again." Anger engages conflict. Anger engages conflict. See, one of the things that most people are afraid of is not only anger, but simply the word itself, conflict. Oh, I don't want to get in a conflictual situation. Most people are, most of you listening to this, not all of you, but most of you, are actually conflict avoidant people. You'll do anything in the world, anything in the world. Hell, you'll die if you have to, so that you can avoid conflict. Many people, you know, it's like, if I've got a conflict right over here across the street with my neighbor, well, I'm going to wait, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to go to California, and then I'm going to go up to Oregon, and then I'm going to come through Montana, and hope by the time that I finally get back to Texas, the neighbor will be dead. And then I won't have to do conflict. That's how conflict avoidant we are. Confrontation and conflict avoidant. Most people just don't want to do it. And one of the reasons why they don't want to do it, we don't want to do it, is because we don't actually know how to do it. At the end of this program, you'll know how to do conflict and confrontation in a way that won't be scary, you won't be afraid, and the person that you're doing it with won't be afraid or upset, because you're doing it appropriately, again, because you're doing it about what the neighbor's dog did yesterday. Now, if you wait and that builds up and it goes day after day after day, and that dog keeps barking day after day after day because you don't want to engage in a confrontation, finally, when you do go see your neighbor, now we're talking about a buildup that it's been going on for a long time, and it just keeps going and going. Now, it's not going to take moments or minutes, and he's not going to want to have a cup of coffee with you after it's done. Okay? This guy is going, you're going to blow him out of the water. It's built up. He's going to say something like, "Where is all this coming from? It's just a dog." Well, that question right there, "Where is all this coming from?" This is going to be addressed in depth in this program, because most of the time people do build things up, sometimes for weeks, months, years, or decades, and then they find a situation where they finally let that out, and it's just too big. It's bigger than the situation calls for. In the next segment that we're going to do together, I'm going to make the distinction between anger and rage so that you'll hear how different they are. And I'm sad to say that most of us slip over into rage most of the time, and we're not doing anger. A woman called me the other day and she said, "John, I need to talk to you about doing some anger therapy for my husband." I said, "Tell me what he's doing. What is he saying? How's he doing?" And she told me, she said a few things. And within 5 minutes, I said, "Ma'am, I hate to interrupt you, but I got to tell you, that so far you haven't told me a single thing that your husband's doing with anger. Everything you're saying is about rage." And she said, "Well, what's the difference?" That's what you're going to hear now.